The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number MB100231, NMLS Number 1863775, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. Brady is in the bunker, sitting at home, working on that. Brett Festley fills the chair. And, of course, Big Dick Toledo doing what he does on this beautiful Friday. Another hot one. I think we're just used to the heat. It's no big deal at this point, and we move forward. I'm feeling it today for the first time. The preseason football that was going to happen.
Jones and
I. I hit it last night. The Steelers and Cowboys were supposed to play. We're supposed to be off and running with Hall of Fame weekend. And no, it's not happening. So now we got all of it's canceled. Pretty much the preseason is done. And that rite of passage through the dog days of summer is no longer there for us. I don't even care about preseason football. You don't even watch preseason football. It's just kind of one of those things that's there. And you know the next step is real season football. It's gone. It's not there.
You don't care about it until now when you have had nothing to watch right. Forever. And that's like, all right, I'll even watch the Pro Bowl, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know if I go that far, Brett. That sounds crazy. But, yeah, preseason football is it's just always there. You always check in the first game, and then you watch like a quarter just to see your guys back. Second game, you see your starters. And then you just kind of tune out knowing it's around, that you're getting closer and closer. And now it's just going to be some weird season. It's just strange. It's just that last night kind of got me because it was supposed to be that. And Steelers and Cowboys were going to get together. I'm kind of glad because the Steelers had that Hall of Fame game. I mean, five preseason games. That's too many. That always burns teams up. So, I don't know. Just kind of a miserable point. And then you look at that and say, why can't we have preseason football? Sturgis is about to go down, and nobody cares. 250,000 people are expected at Sturgis. And everybody they're talking to in the news and stuff, they were basically like, I don't care. And the one lady tweeted out on the one thing. It was hilarious. She's from Ohio. Brady, are you even there? No, Brady's asleep still. So she tweeted out on the thing. It said something about, I ain't going for no media flu, F-L-U-E. You want to believe the media flu hoax? Then go ahead. I ain't going to be brainwashed by no media flu. We have in Sturgis. Like, I'm not so sure Sturgis should happen, but we'll see. What if Sturgis goes off without a hitch? Do we turn around?
I don't know. I mean, I ride and, you know, I still wouldn't go up there. But, I mean, those people are coming from every corner of the country.
Yeah, that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's dragging their stuff in.
And did you see the rumor is Antifa wants to come up there? And
oh, God.
I would if that was on pay-per-view, I would buy it right now.
See, there's certain things I want to watch. I want to watch these mask fights that are going on that are great, are all videotaped. I'm fine with that. But you're right, like, Antifa starts going and politicizing the China flu or the media flu and all, and you're like, this is going to be great. This is just going to be an eruption of awesome. We need cameras everywhere in Sturgis. Hopefully that's the thing. When you're riding, like you ride still?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you go, what is the vibe when you guys are out doing stuff?
Most people don't care right now.
They're just not.
Just everybody's just, I mean, you know, everybody's keeping a little bit of distance, but
nobody's doing anything.
No, not too much.
And there's like big crowds, like when you go and do stuff on the morning rides and things.
Because
it is great to get out
in
the morning because it's nice.
There's a lot of bikes out there, but you know, like with a lot of the bars closed and stuff. Well, all the bars closed, like up in Cave Creek and all that stuff. That's kind of all but done. But you still see people riding to the restaurants with bars and all that kind of stuff. And
are there big hangouts at the end? Like people just hanging out? Because I went to Handlebar Jay's once, and it was nice out to get to go.
Yeah.
The place next door did to go. And they had like a ton of people sitting on their patio, but they also had people tailgating in their car. And I'm like, that's kind of a cool way to do this. They had a band out in the middle of the patio and they had people around, but it was like it looked responsible. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, got a little wrapped up and watched a video.
Oh, Oculus.
Wait a minute. Is that true?
The dumbest video.
It wasn't Oculus. Brett asked, is it Oculus? You didn't get caught up in the other world.
No, Oculus.
Yeah.
I'm going, here's a couple of options for Bradio Video. And I just spent the worst minute I've ever had.
We were worried that you were stuck in the masturbatorium for maybe the rest of your life. It could be. But Brady, I was talking about Sturgis and how Sturgis is going off. Still 250,000 people expected at Sturgis. And yeah. I was reading the tweets, and it was shameful how many people from Ohio were the ones that were saying, I ain't buying into this media flu, but they were spelling flu with an E. And it was very strange. And I'm like, it's the Ohio people. They're going Virginia, Ohio.
That's a good ride from Ohio.
Yeah, it's a long ride. And some guy said he's coming to see you Friday night from New Hampshire. And then it said hashtag China flu. Like they want to rub their face in this thing. So we'll see. If Sturgis goes off and there's not a lot that comes from that, there's going to be a ton of people. In a weird way, this sounds terrible. I kind of hope that some spreading happens. Because otherwise, we've all been duped.
Yeah.
You know, and if 250,000 people get together and nothing really comes of it, then it's just this big, like, this is all no big deal.
There's going to be a little surge.
There has to be.
I would think. But, one thing that made me think about it was, you remember our buddy Jesse James Dupree?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, that's his big deal. I don't know if it's still going on, but he used to do, his whole show would rotate around that thing that he would have on
either bar
True
up
TV.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm curious if he's doing that bar and.
Oh, they're all, I mean, if right now in this economy, if you have a city that small that's going to have 250,000 tourists show up in a week, you're opening your bar.
Oh, yeah.
If you own it, you're going to open it. There's no way you're going to sit back.
Their entire year's made in that 2 week
period. Yeah, and you're not going to sit back and say, well, I have to be responsible when no one else is. That's just human nature. So, yeah, I bet you Jesse's got his place wide open.
I never did it. I had plenty of buddies that went up there. And, in fact, what's funny is there's a percentage of people that just trailer their bikes up there and ride them around the 2 weeks once they get there.
Yeah, because I got to keep them clean and running, and yeah, they have to. I've never had an interest in that. That's just a sea of sweaty people with.
I've done the Laughlin thing a couple of times, but yeah, I never. It wasn't like a bucket list thing.
It doesn't look like it's a group of people. There's two groups of people I never want to hang out with, like the real hardcore biker gang types. Seem like nice guys, but I don't want to hang out with them. And then the lawyers that think they're in bikes gangs, and they show up. And then somewhere in between, there's like no normal. They're all like extremely Tommy Bahama people, or extremely gonna kill you if you look at me wrong. Stop staring at my mama's cans. That kind of group. Ugh.
I don't know. I think
you'd be surprised. The people watching is unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be great. I don't want to hang out with them.
And there's.
Like Brett. It's like 250,000 Brett Festley.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on now.
Who wants to be in that mix?
I think I would rather go hang out with all of them than go to Coachella.
Coachella's right out. Coachella's not even human. Yeah, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of privileged young, like 22-year-olds that think they've got the world figured out. No, that's the worst.
And you can help the world there.
Yeah. I'm just nervous. I just think you mix all that together. And you're going to have nothing but trouble. I'd like to see it. I don't want to hang out with it. I'm too frightened. I'm too big of a coward to be in a room that I'm that big of a fish out of water. I don't bike, so I don't get the.
It gets
they would hate
expensive
me.
Expensive for some.
Yeah, but they would hate me completely. If I rolled up there, they'd be like, you don't bike? And you're like, no, not really. I don't really care about bikes. I just want to be here for the fights because I know they're coming.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. Yeah. There's just so many people that. They could understand where you could go there without a bike and people wouldn't even know.
Well, the reason why, Brady, is because I would sit in the patio and I'd be like, please, could you guys at least just push these down the street? We're trying to enjoy a nice lunch at the cafe and you blow these dumb bikes. But I don't like the sound of the bikes.
Oh, I love it.
I don't like groups of the sound of the bikes. I hate when they rev it. I don't like bikes. I like looking at them. I think they're cool.
Yeah.
But I don't like big gaggles of them. They ruin my lunch. And I also think all of their wives are ugly.
I'm staying out of this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I get beat up there. That's why I would get beat up in a heart because I'm looking. I'm like that strap of leather that hangs onto the back of that guy on the bike. I'm like, oh, she's 36?
Oh, there's definitely some catcher mitts out there.
She's got Rawlings on her arm.
Sturgis and Laughlin.
No, I've seen the pictures, Brady. I've seen they put that magazine out of like Sturgis girls topless. And I'm like, oh, God, not a one.
Come on, out of 40,000, you can get 20 good pictures.
No, you know what you get? Second day, the second day you start going, all right, I lowered my standards. She's okay. But in a normal set, like just because of what she's standing by, and I know I'll get the emails and stuff, people going, Sturgis chicks are hot. And they'll send me a picture of their girl, usually in an American flag bikini top, but it's lower than it should be. And then like a pair of jeans that are, and then a little bit of a bundt cake hanging over the edge of the thing that he's accepting. That weird kind of stretch mark tummy because of the kids that goes over. And that's it. That's all I think
they're
of.
They're not all that way.
They are all that way.
The girls that are working the bars are top notch because they're bank.
Well, they're flying it's like the Phoenix Open.
The waist man. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
It's the Phoenix Open. If they fly those girls in from L.A. and they're the talent, but they're not doing anything with you. But yeah, I wouldn't fit in there. I don't like the sound of motorcycles. So I think that's my big deterrent to Sturgis.
Can't you see yourself sitting at a table surrounded by 25 Sam Elliotts?
Oh, that would be great if they drove in reasonably audible cars. I think that would be nice. If Sturgis was just like, hey, let's have a Toyota Tercel weekend with the same people, I might be interested. This is all designed just to twist into the side of everybody with a motorcycle right now.
You don't want to hang out with Rocky Dennis and Dozer
and
all that?
That whole group was awful. The cast of Mask is who you're hanging out with, and all of them were awful.
And Horace Scher.
Yes. Horace Scher would
That's
be like
a
the
fun crew.
No, it isn't. It's Rocky Dennis. It's the kid from Mask. At first, you're just looking, and then you're going to get beat up for looking at that freak show.
Someone needs to block the sun on his face.
Yeah, well, it isn't my job to do that. And turn your bike down a little bit. Come on, settle down. We're trying to have a conversation.
Jeez.
I don't need that. Every time I try to, you're sitting there and just enjoying. I assume sangrias are pretty much the popular drink there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're having a sangria, maybe a kale and shrimp salad at one of the Sturgis eateries.
It's not on a Jimmy Buffett show.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
No, it's not.
This part, so far, so good. And then all of a sudden, blah, 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 goes by. I'm like, oh, shut it down. I couldn't even get through my conversation about the recent killing I've been making in the stock market. I mean, how in the world can you get through Sturgis like this?
Oh, jeez.
These bikers are going, dude, that's a jackass. But I would. I'd get beat up because I don't care for the sound of motorcycles. I hate them. And that's all of them.
Fresh Confederate flag, brand new.
Well, there's going to be a lot of sales of those. That's going to be you're right. There's going to be a boon on the flags. They're going to be, man, can you imagine the ride out of Sturgis is just going to be flapping Confed flags all the way up. Yeah. I don't like the sound of little motorcycles, like the crotch rockets.
I don't like those.
Don't like those. I do like the Harley by itself in like a parking lot when a guy turns it on. I'm like, look at, I'm like, that's pretty great. I just don't like it when
a
group goes by.
It's a different bird when you're on it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure of that.
There's nothing like it.
John, isn't this a dream combo for you, though? Sitting on the patio, you got your kale salad.
Yeah, with shrimp.
And you got the Harleys on the outside. And you got Jackal cranking.
Oh, I mean. Sold, Brady. Sold. Where do I pick up a ticket? You mean I can listen to the modern sounds of Jackal?
Yes.
Well, no, I can't because all those bikes will drown it out. Yeah, and you're right.
I think that's a good thing.
It probably would be different for me to sit on one of those bikes. My life would change completely because that strange leather ham that's holding onto my waist behind me would be like, wow, I never expected my life to go this way.
Oh, jeez.
If you've never had a ham hold on to you,
oh, it's
John,
the best.
You're
well,
missing out.
I didn't mean it literally, but I know that's how you took it.
You don't want the old lady on the back of the hog?
Yeah, get on my bike, mama. And then she'd say something like, let's celebrate my 34th birthday together. I got to put them kids up, but once we do that, you got access to all my holes. Okay.
It's Sturgis week.
It's Sturgis week. Every hole is in play. Hey, this is my mom. She's 45. I'm like, that's 10 years. I know. We was a close family.
Is Mangoop going to Sturgis this year?
No, he's not going this year. But.
And by the by, I'm just twisting it in your sides there, bikers. You guys tend to have a good sense of humor until it's about you. And that thing on the back of your bike.
Not all of them are a thing on the back of the
majority,
bike.
Yeah. Majority.
The leather. Oh, I love your leather cape. What is he talking about? Oh, my God, that's a human being. Holy Christ, I thought it was some sort of Louis Vuitton saddle cape. What the f- I'm just playing. But there is a, you know, you have to accept there's a group of people like me that absolutely hate when bikes go blowing by thinking that everybody likes it. Not everybody likes it. That whole South Park episode where, and it's just so funny, where the bikers all go by these, you know, beautiful day and everybody's eating outside and the bikes go by and they're so loud they can't hear people calling them fags. Oh. They're like, everybody, we're turning heads today. Look at all the, we're getting all the attention. Everybody's like, turn it up, fags. And they're just screaming at them. Look at everybody. We're getting all the attention. So they think that people want to see them going up and down the street. And they just, they're screaming at them like crazy. It's like nobody, not everybody digs that noise. And I don't care if you like it or not. Well, that's just inconsiderate.
There is a season, though. The migration happens, you know, it's almost like the snowbirds. Because right now, the only way you'd catch it if you're up early in the morning when it's cooler.
Yeah, that's what we do. Oh,
it's, it's the best way.
Yeah, but then as the weather starts kicking in October, that's where you'll run into it.
See, I look at it like this. My Jeep, I have, you know, friends who have, you know, Jeeps, and we do Jeep stuff, and I get the idea of the little gang of people hanging out doing the same thing, but I wouldn't go up Scottsdale Road on Jeep Week and just start climbing your table.
Jesus.
That, my Jeep's got a skill. Look at that. I can put it up on the curb and start coming up over the fence into the cafe. And like, oh, you're an asshole. Like, yeah, but it's cool. I don't care if you like it or not, I'm doing it. It's like, well, you're just disrupting my day. The only difference is that that sack of pleather in the side seat is better looking.
Oh. They're not all like that.
I know. I'm just toying with them because it drives them bananas. Because there's a few guys right now laying down looking over at the sack of leather listening to me going, God damn it, he's right. She's been in the sun too long. She's like a prune.
Some leather conditioner on
there. Don't
that.
Forget, tomorrow's my 33rd.
Ugh. And speaking of, it's Brett Festley's birthday today.
That's right.
That strap of leather next to me is 38 years old. I don't know how old you are. 47? Yeah. You're 40 or a year behind me.
Yeah.
Right there. Happy birthday, Brett.
Thanks, man.
We're celebrating Greasy Girl.
That's right. Greasy yeah. Girl. Italian Fest happens today for Brett's birthday. Are you, you're not doing anything special?
There's nothing to
making
do, really,
gravy?
You know? Yep. I'll probably do that on Sunday.
You going to make gravy this weekend?
Probably.
The family
on
coming by for gravy?
Maybe. I don't
You're
know.
You roll some shells? What do you got?
I don't know yet. I haven't even figured it out yet.
Shouldn't Medea be doing this for you?
She's not the guinea.
Oh.
I got to do this. I don't know.
You have to make your own birthday dinner?
No, she did make me dinner last night, though.
If you want it done right.
And baked That's cake true. And all that
what
kind
did she
of
want?
Stuff.
So. What did she make you?
She made some Parmesan crusted chicken. And,
so it's
and she baked
food.
The cake, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So that was your birthday dinner. What did she get you?
I haven't got to the presents
yet. Right.
What's a typical Dago cake?
She's
come
not.
Come on, Toledo. It sounds terrible when you say it. You can punch him for that. That came out of left field. Just say Italian.
It's a cannoli, all right?
Yeah, it's cannolis. What's a typical Dago cake? That's horrible. You're not an interviewer at all. That's something James Lipton would have never said.
I beg to differ.
Maybe you're right. Maybe in his early
You don't think
days.
He asked Pacino that?
Yeah. Please tell me, Al, what is your typical Dago cake like? Oh, wow. I did not expect that at all. Starts with a cannoli. He'd answer it, though. Did you get a cake last night?
Yeah.
Italian descent?
No, it wasn't Italian descent.
Just a regular
cake. Yeah, one's in the box.
Did you sambuca after dinner?
Italian. Box of course.
I'm going to have sambuca after dinner
yes.
last night? You do that every night? We've had this problem before.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's the chair.
It's the chair. It's that part of the room. All right. Well, happy birthday, Brett.
Thank you.
And everybody
Thank you.
Should wish.
Hey, John and Brett.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Maybe you've heard of this before, but on motorcycle passengers, the few hot ones, and they are few, are called fender fluff.
Oh.
The others are called clutch burners.
Yeah. I've seen those. Mostly clutch burners. You spent all your money on that motorcycle. Now you got nothing to impress ladies with. Oh, God.
It attracts a special lady.
Boy, does it. Just like special ed attracts a special student.
Jeez.
I'm just playing with you and that thing you're married to. Come on. Have a little fun, eh?
Don't forget, John, local lawyer Lloyd Baker is going to be there at Sturgis.
And Lloyd Baker
flashing
is...
flashing his guns.
And that's a guy that, A, probably could beat me up, and B, I don't think I would like right away because he likes bikes and likes showing his arms to people. And that to me is like, oh, this is a bad weekend. I'll just get in my Jeep and drive away quietly. like a decent human being. But at Sturgis, I'm sure it's like all everybody loves the sound.
The mecca. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be nuts. But that's why I don't want to go. That and too much Jackal. I think Jackal is – there's a Jackal overload, and it's about 8 minutes.
Well, that's a good thing when the Harleys would be drowning out Jesse James.
Yeah, and I love Jesse James. I think he's
great.
Oh,
he's great as a guy, but musically,
musically, I don't want to hear a lot of that. Couple songs, I'm laughing,
could
I'm goofing.
Could take it for one evening.
Well, I'm pushing it at one evening. Unless I'm hanging out with Jesse after and we're drinking Yoo-Hoo and Jack Daniels, because that was a combination I never expected
what?
In my life. Yeah.
That's a combo?
Backstage at the Jackal show, and he's like, he's trying to feed Brady on stage. He calls us out on stage, and he gives Brady a bottle of Jack. Or was
Crown
it
Royal.
Crown Royal? We just had straight Crown Royal on stage. And I, you know, I'm drinking. I'm fine. Yeah. All right, here we go. It was way pre-COVID, so I drink after Jackal. So I take a swig and give it back to Jesse, and he hands it to Brady. And the peer pressure in front of all those Harley Davidson people and Jackal fans, Brady tips back the crown.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you just tight-lipped it and let it touch your face and go back in the bottle because you didn't react like I'd expect.
It was a combo.
You gave yourself a little.
And that was tastier than I thought it would be.
Well, it's really good. And then backstage, crack open the coolers, and it's nothing but Yoo-Hoo soda. That's like his tradition to drink Yoo-Hoo
ice
afterwards.
Cold.
Ice cold Yoo-Hoo with a belly full of Crown.
So it wasn't a Pratt apple juice moment? It was actually the real deal?
Oh, it was the real deal.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then, but when you add in that Yoo-Hoo to the alcohol, it's like having a cement mixer in your stomach. It just all coagulates. It starts making you feel pretty awful. Yeah, Jesse's fun. Jesse
drinks
American
Outlaw Bourbon.
He's a great guy. I've never would have expected to like him as much as I do, but
he's fun.
There's too much of Jackal and those bike sounds.
You for the first time ever seeing Jackal.
Well, you know, and I think that helped.
I did it.
Yeah, you got through it. Well, I wanted to see the chainsaw song. That lumberjack thing was always. I never imagined that live. I saw it on Arsenio Hall when I was a kid and thought, this is absurd.
Jackal was on Arsenio?
Yeah, because, you know, the reason it happened was because Eddie Van Halen was using that drill.
Right.
And then other people started to go into their garage and play instruments. And then all of a sudden, Jesse James Dupri just says, "Ring, ring, ring, ring." And he started to play that on Arsenio's show, which was strange.
Sponsored by a chainsaw company. I forget which one.
Yeah, he's like McCullough.
They provided the chainsaw for him.
Yeah, because they, you know, there's some cash in that somehow.
Yep.
Anyway, enjoy Sturgis. Enjoy the COVID Sturgis because ain't nobody going to fall for this media flu-y. F-L-U-E. You go ahead and be brainwashed by the flu. All right. Let's get a wake-up song while we all stay safe. And if you are a biker and you do have that strap of leather hanging onto your hip, I still like you. I just don't want you to catch the COVID. Be smart. This flu-y is real, and we have to be smart together. So if you're hanging out with Brett and his gang, I don't need Brett bringing it in on one of these Sturgis junior rides around town. Are you going this weekend at all?
No.
That's too hot.
Yeah.
Even in the morning, it's too hot.
You know, sometimes me and Matthias will ride to breakfast or something, but that's about it. I'm usually back in.
Does she like strapping on the back of that thing?
Yeah, and she doesn't look like a piece of leather
Not
either.
Not yet. You keep her on that bike, though. I've seen
flashing her around in the sun.
You keep floating around on that bike, shaking her up and putting her in the heat.
She's not going to have the Rawlings tat on her arm anytime soon.
Look like bacon.
Full helmet to preserve the skin. Full helmet.
Yep. Catfish Hunter logo on there.
Yeah, you're going to be able to chip her like a crisp off like when you're baking her in the bottom of the plate.
One closing thought.
Just talk about Sturgis. All I hear is, wolves and jackals! Speaking of, last night on Jeopardy, they reran the $1 Million Tournament, and the second contestant's name was Eddie. He ain't got no eyes. He had no eyeballs.
What?
Eddie was like my old intern at the Zone named Jason who had no eyes. Well, it was actually Jim Sharp's intern, but Eddie played. He was on. He has no eyeballs, and his head's all dented in. And they gave him all sorts of special concessions on how to read the deal. But it was disturbing. It reminded me, Brady. You remember? There he is. There's Eddie, the no-eyed contestant.
Yeah,
was crazy. And he's playing in a rerun last night, and he did. He ended up with nothing. He double jeopardied and missed it and went down to zero. But I had an old intern that had no eyeballs, and we had to convince him to wear glasses because his eyes had little pins underneath the skin that had grown where his eyes were that move, like never
like
stopped
antenna?
Moving. Yeah.
Like crab eyes.
Yeah. They were like crab eyes. And they would just never stop moving. And then he would tell you constantly, you know, like I would give him, like in the overnight, like you would have had Jason, Brett, because overnight shift, he'd call me and he'd go, "Hi, it's Jason." I'm like, "Hey, Jason, what's up?"
Ha, I'm up.
Okay, well, so am I. I have to be. I'm working.
Hey, can I come get a couple hours on the air?
I'm like, that is the best idea anyone has ever had. Yes, come on down. So in the middle of the night, I'd just take a nap. and let him run the show because we had to put Braille on everything. And he would miss buttons and stuff. So in the middle of it,
hey, everybody, it's Jason on the zone.
101.5 the zone.
That's the station you're listening to. And and we're back.
And then I remember my friend Colin and I were like, I'm letting Jason. Colin would wake up for this. I'm letting Jason run 2 hours of my show tonight. I'm just, well, you want to go grab some IHOP? He's like, yeah. So we'd go drive around and listen to him. And one time I let him have the first 2 hours. And the girl that was on before us was named Laura. And Jason, we taped all the calls. So we never ran a live call. So all of a sudden you just hear,
hey, 101.5 the zone.
Hey, man, is that Laura chick hot?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You just got there. She was there before you.
I don't know.
How can you not know if she's hot, man? Is she either hot or not?
I'm blind.
Oh.
I had cancer when I was a child.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. 101.5 the zone. And I'm Colin and I are driving down the I-10 in the wrong lane, pissing ourselves. Like, did he just do that?
I don't know. I'm blind.
And then he would tell
great
you.
Great call.
And he's the one I feel bad about. I've told the story. I stole $20 from him, but he owed me. So it justified. He thought it was 10. I took 20. But he would tell people all the time.
Yeah, I had cancer as a young boy, and they had to remove my eyes.
I'm like, Jason, you got to stop telling listeners that's depressing. They know something ain't right by looking. You don't have to go on and on.
Okay.
And then I hear him talking to somebody again.
My penis never fully developed because of my cancer treatments.
I'm like, Jason, come here for a second. You need to calm her down a little bit.
Now that's a call.
And then Jim Sharp from
101.5. Yeah, 101.5 the zone.
My penis is so small.
Arizona's alternative.
Oh, the best. He's dead, though.
Oh, well.
Not from the eyes.
You didn't know?
Yeah, he passed away. Last night on Jeopardy, I'm like, oh, my God, it's an exact clone of Jason.
Oh, I thought you were talking Jason was dead, and you're over
Jason
here.
Jason is dead.
No, the guy that you worked with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Eddie's fine.
Well, maybe okay, on Jeopardy. It was a rerun.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Eddie was dead, too.
Eddie was live tweeting last night.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, we found him. He was live tweeting during his time. Jason's long gone.
Eddie just brought back good memories.
Jason's whole body looks like his eye caverns now.
But the little squiggly things
those
are gone.
Things aren't moving anymore. Yeah, Sharp had to pull him aside because we were all like, I'm not telling him, you tell him. He's like, Jason, you have to wear glasses in public if you want to start doing this job.
Why?
It's hard to look at you. And Sharp just flat said it. I had to give Jim all the credit, and he just flat told him. We know people are struggling to look. Well, your eyes are disturbing. And
but our eyes work.
Hair grew out of the center, you know, when you let a front yard go too long and weeds start showing up where they're not supposed to. Evidently, hair does too.
You know the old ocular beard.
the octo beard.
Ah, what do you mean? People don't like looking at me.
Here's a pair of Oakleys. Put them where your eyes should be.
Ah, what's the point?
We can't tell you enough how disturbing it is. We'd have gotten sued 100 times trying to cover that kid up. Like if that was today, it's like put something over your face. You're making everybody nervous. And he never washed his goddamn dog.
Macho.
His dog's name was it was Nacho. And then and then the dog started to bite him because he hated him. And so he had to give Nacho to Marty McCormick, who was a production guy. And Marty immediately gave him a bath and changed his name to Macho.
Nacho is a good yellow Labrador.
Yeah, he is. And he would lay on my Jeep.
Because he feels like cheese.
He was so dirty. All that dog wanted was to come home with me. Take me away from these horrible people. And the worst part is last night, Eddie, the eyeless guy on Jeopardy, said, my beautiful wife is here tonight. And I'm like, ah, McFeely can't find a date. I give Larry a little heat today.
Back. Wait until he gets his back.
He's going in for a surgery.
The man's
today,
down.
I know, but I had to give him one last shot just in case. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to start this Friday, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.